independent voice for Houston sports. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
You know, you play at Minute Maid, and, you know, they're doing something over there that's a little different. You know, it shows you how many swings and misses they had tonight compared to Minute Maid.
Line to left field hard. Jimenez on the run. He'll have to play it on a couple of hops. Altuve scores, and Houston has the lead against Carlos Rodon in the third. And that's lined into center field. A base hit for Maldonado. That swung on drilled left center field. That splits the outfielders. A two-run double on a 3-0 swing from Alex Bregman. Altuve with a swing and a high drive. Deep to left field and long, long gone. It is 10-1 after a three-run blast from Altuve.
You're going to talk about all your teams. Just stay facts. It's unfortunate that he had to say those words. He came out here hungry and he showed up.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Houston is all systems go.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, AL division champ fans. That's kind of your division champ.
Yeah, no, we it's just five in a row. I mean, I don't even, it's like, oh, yeah.
Another ALCS.
Yeah, so we're going to hang another an ALDS banner here in the studio at some point, and then we'll get on to the ALCS.
Yeah, do we even, I mean, do the Astros still do all the celebrating after AL? It's just what they do every year. Why do they have to celebrate that? It's just, it's okay, oh, really? It's like, oh, another day of school. Okay, get up. Got to get up for school today. You got to get up and go win the ALDS and get to the ALCS. It's what you do. That whole celebration thing, I don't get it. Not when you dominate. Not when you're there every year, every single year. It's what you do: dominate teams in the ALDS and kick everybody's ass. All right, it's just what they do. There should be no more. They shouldn't celebrate that. You know what? The Astros shouldn't celebrate until they win the World Series. Not when they win the West. Not when they win the ALDS. Not when they win the ALCS. After the World Series, because that's what they do. They're there all the time. Too much celebrating. Too much partying going on here. Let's get some baseball going on Friday. Oh, man, I'm going to tell you this.
That was so sweet. And you were, now, for people who don't know, you were in the building. You went there to cover the game. The rain out allowed, because it's an afternoon game, it allowed you to stay for that game. So you got will you stay on the same flight you had previous? No. No, you couldn't have been on the same flight.
No, I didn't have any flights. I didn't know when we were coming back, so I just went one way and one way.
I got you. Yeah. And so you were there for the game.
I was
there
for
the game. You're in the stadium, same seats as before.
Yes.
Not the same guy that took the 100 before.
No. I was told by one woman that my wife is cheating on me. Okay?
I want to, and this is serious, as a friend, like, how did you handle that? I mean, you're sitting there, you got a playoff game, you're excited. Knowing, if you find out, of all things, that Wendy is cheating on you, you got to find out from somebody in a different city?
In a different city, a woman, I'm walking down to go to the bathroom, and she's walking past me, and she screams at me, "You cheaters, your wife is cheating on you." And I was like, oh my gosh, is she really?
Did you call Wendy? Did she answer?
Well, no, I haven't talked to Wendy since, because...
Because she's cheating on you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, God, this is, man, a terrible way to find out. I'm having a good time.
You're having a great time.
I'm having a great time at the game.
What inning was it?
It was like the fourth.
So you're having a great time, and you found out is after Carlos is hit.
Yeah.
And you find out that Wendy's cheating on you after one of the happiest moments of the trip. Then you find out that unfortunate news.
You couldn't have been a bigger bummer for the game. Yeah.
What
it
else?
Was, it was gnawing at me.
Did you find out anything else? In the stadium, did you find anything else out?
No.
It's really unfortunate you found out about infidelity.
Yeah.
Of all places.
I found out that it's a rough crowd, bro. My people are rough.
Are they?
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, you go to the one guy, he goes to the bathroom. He turns around. A guy is holding two beers, and he just runs right into him. And he goes, and the guy's in there. It's four or five deep.
Yeah.
And the guys are going, "Hey, what are you doing?" He goes, "He ran into me. Shut up." You just ran into him. And
wow.
And then another guy is, you know, the bathroom line is long, and another guy is trying to go in the exit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he doesn't have to stand in line. And a guy's coming out, and he stands there, and he goes, "You ain't going in this way." Uh-uh. And the guys, and then his buddy comes out, and they're, and I swear to God, it was like, what in the, he's the bathroom guardian. You know, he's like, he's willing to, They're willing
to fight over that.
It just seems like they're all, one guy running up and down the aisle. F you, Houston. Up and down the aisle. Because we were in a group.
The world is a much angrier, meaner place. I mean, just across the board.
And I want to tell you, Comiskey is the angriest place I've been in a long time.
Is that right?
Oh, my gosh. Because we go every year. I've been to Cleveland, Tampa, Boston. And now this one.
You haven't been since the cheating scandal.
Yeah, we went. Last year we didn't go.
So there's still that. Like.
Yeah.
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 I mean, your wife cheated on you because the Astros cheated.
I got that. Yeah. But see, the White Sox don't have a hatred for the Dodgers do, like the Yankees do. The White Sox don't have that. The White Sox just have a hatred. That whole crowd just is, holy crap. I'm going to tell you this. We didn't show up. When we go to games on the road, even regular season games, Astros fans show up.
It was not as many in the Chicago's not selling their tickets to anybody.
No, they weren't selling their tickets, and Astros fans weren't going. I was a little surprised. I was very surprised. We were not. Usually, we see a lot of Astros fans on the road. We didn't see. There was nothing.
Amazing. The one guy who got punched in the face.
The White Sox showed up here.
I was on third baseline, and that was a whole group over the White Sox dugout. There was a ton of White Sox fans there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a ton, but it was a good amount.
Yeah, there were a lot of White Sox fans.
It was a good amount.
Here. Yeah. No, it was surprising how few fans we had there. But it was fun. It was dangerous, but it was fun. It was a good time, and the Astros are moving on into you know, I was there. I was at it. I'm telling you, I was at ESPN Chicago. They just don't care. Do you still, Aaron, do you still have, are we still tied into their feed?
ESPN 1000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still tied in. Can we hear what they're talking about on their show?
Yeah, hold on.
This morning? All right, let's see what they're talking about in Chicago.
Yeah, so that's going to be the problem right there with the Bears is you're going to have to make sure that everything that you do with Justin Fields is done with the idea that Nagy's not going to be here. You got to do it that way. You can't sit here and groom that kid like Matt Nagy is going to be, his play caller.
You know what the good news is, though? The Sox are out of it. Okay, so we can hear.
Those people who call in, we had two calls yesterday crying that we weren't talking enough Sox. Hey, are you done now?
Forget it.
Are you done now?
Hey,
with the Sox?
Now,
are we done?
No more afternoon baseball, so we can hear Sylvie and the Boner now every afternoon.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for Sylvie to lay out Nagy. He had a rant the other day, and I swear to you, this is like this Ryan Parrott kid. From the White Sox, the reliever.
I think it's Tapiri something.
Whatever it is. This is why you got to keep your mouth shut. You can't run your mouth like this. No. I swear to God.
What did he say? Because I missed it. What did he say?
Oh, my God. He said something about the Astros. He was flapping his gums, which I hate. He's flapped his gums on the Astros. If you know you're not good enough, you don't flap your gums. You absolutely don't. That's why people are getting beat up at the stadiums. Have you seen the stadium fights? The guys flapping their gums are the ones that are getting, they're walking out of there like they just got, finished with playing the Broad Street Bullies and after a third period, and there's blood all over the ice.
Well,
that's what it looks like.
I didn't watch the game, but as I understand it, they hit Jose Abreu or somebody.
Altuve. The little, Altuve. Yeah,
Wait,
the little,
well, no, no,
they call him.
No, they hit our guys.
No, all the Jose's got hit yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
The Jose's across the border getting hit. And, you know, that's something, and I want to say this. You go back, and sorry to short track you here, but in 2005, when the Sox won, and we're like, oh, my God, shut up. You know, and that's until it was washed away by the Cubs, their victory. But when the Sox won, we're like, okay, great. You know, but if you look back at that team, look how many Pierzynskis they had. Look how many Canerkos they had. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more. There was less Jose's.
A lot
it was
of Polish.
More Polish, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was more blue collar.
It represented our city.
It was a better representation. It was more blue collar. It was less, other Jose's. And I don't care. Mm-hmm. I like good. I mean, their Jose's great. Our Jose's great. I love our Jose too.
Yeah.
I just thought it was weird the Jose's got hit. But you.
Yeah, but you remember the 2005 Bears? Remember Kyle Orton? You remember Kyle Orton? We had to put up with that crap.
Oh, can you? I swear on everything, Orton. You know, when you look at some of the quarterbacks that they've had, and this is why, Kyle Orton would have been Lance Lynn of the White Sox. Have you seen this guy pitch?
Yeah.
He's not a Cub. I know you're a Cub guy. The Lynn guy is, and they both got beards, so there's some similarities there. But I'm telling you, Orton. Oh my God. What were we doing with Orton that we gave him the money that we gave? Even the money we gave him there.
That's when Urlacher didn't have hair. Remember? Remember when Urlacher didn't have none?
Listen, if this Bear team could get their hands on Urlacher and put him next to Roquan, I'm telling you right now, it'd be unbelievable. For you Sox fans who were calling yesterday and complaining, all two of you, don't do it today. Because you know what? We got a bunch of sound bites of runs crossing a plate. So keep your mouth shut. Get ready for pitchers and catchers, and let's get back to Nagy and the Bears.
Let's talk about the Bears on the other side, right here, ESPN 1000. All right, that was apparently.
I would talk a lot more Astros.
Yeah,
I mean here we don't talk as much. Maybe a different station does.
No,
maybe a different station talks about.
I'm sure, maybe that their lead was about Tunsil's thumb or something. I don't know.
Injured Tunsil?
I'm sure that was the lead. Hey, we're going to hear from, on the other side, we're going to hear from Tony La Russa because that old man is
Tony got
He's got a lot to say.
Tony got a little mouthy, and we really got to get into this. It might be time for Fighting Dusty to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty may need to square up on him again. Maybe the hatchet's not buried.
We will talk about that on the other side right here. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, let's talk about Michael, and let's talk about the great.
Had a brisket yesterday.
You had brisket.
Matter of fact, I got it from Pete's Fine Meats. They trim it for you. Great thing is they trim it exactly to your specs. If you want more fat on it, you want less fat on it, they trim it up if you want. They'll season it for you. It's just so good. You know, the quality of meat, that's a really big deal to me. When you get the steaks, the briskets, everything about it, the quality is so good, and that's why so many people keep coming back there for his steaks because they can get them cut the way they want, and the quality is just top-notch.
They're prime, they're Wagyu, they're Kobe. It doesn't matter what, and Michael's got it all. Listen, I don't care. You get the prime, and you're still getting primo meat at whatever it is that you're looking for from a guy and a place that just has been doing it forever in the city of Houston and will continue to do it. If you need any meat whatsoever and more, oh, you want to just go have lunch? Go get that burger there. It's unbelievable. It's awesome. All you got to do is go to Pete's Fine Meats. It's on Chimney Rock at Richmond. Richmond at Chimney Rock, rather. It's Pete's Fine Meats. Tell Michael you heard it right here.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Time for me to talk about my bookie. Thanks, Lance.
Yeah, guys.
All
John.
All right. You want me to talk about MyBookie, Lance? That's what I'm going to do right here, right now. All you got to do is get to MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag has got all the bets you could possibly want. I'm telling you, the website is awesome. It's so easy to navigate to find the bets that you want to get it done. And there's a lot of these sites, it's not that easy. You want live in-game betting? You know what's going to happen. Okay, so the favorite scores early, but you like the underdog, man, you're going to get even more points after the game starts. So if you're looking to play, win, get paid, and you get you deposit $1,000 anytime now, you deposit up to $1,000, they're going to match that. So you got double to play with. All you got to do is get to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, and you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I've been on it for a few years now, and I got to tell you, it is awesome. And they've improved the website. It's so easy, so simple. So you're looking for a place to win, get paid. You go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. 800-919-9775.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 717 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Look at some. We got some good sound from yesterday. Some really, really good sound. It's the cheating scandal. Okay, well, maybe we can move on to beanball wars instead of that. But instead of that, let's hear Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa talked about Rodon. Listen, these White Sox pissed off the Astros. They pissed them off. And Carlos Rodon, whatever. He was right up there with how animated he was on the mound. That got Carlos Correa going. Listen to Carlos.
It was one of those at-bats that, you know, watching the game, I saw how he was striking people out with the fastball up. And, you know, he was yelling and banging his chest. So I was like, I'm 0-2 right now. Bases loaded, the crowd on their feet. He wants to blow a fastball by me right here so he can bang his chest once again. So I was all over the fastball. I was trying to get on top of it, and he threw it, and I capitalized on it. I was ready for it.
That's what shows you. That's what a major league hitter does. He gets into the psychology. It's pretty cool. At times, listen to Adam Wainwright. You haven't heard it, but Pierzynski and Wainwright, a catcher and a pitcher, at different times discussing mindsets during an at bat, and then Carlos, you know, also Carlos takes it a step further and takes you into an actual at bat where he said, okay, this is what's happening with the pitcher banging his chest.
So,
you know, he's cranking his fastball up. He hit 99 at one point, yeah. Rodon,
yeah,
and then 97, and other times it would drop down. But
no, he
got it up on the gun a little bit.
So we're there, right? And I'm sitting right behind Bregman's hitting coach, and Carlos's hitting coach is there too. He's down the aisle some. But Bregman's hitting coach is right there and right in front of me. And I go, can you believe he threw him that pitch an 0-2? I said, are you nuts? How in the world are you thinking 0-2 pitch, something letter high, a fastball letter high is a good idea with Carlos Correa? That should have been some crap that hits it, that's in the dirt. Well, and then somebody said, well, you can't do that because you had bases loaded. You had a runner on third. You can't throw. Yes, you can. Grandal can stop whatever. You do not challenge Carlos Correa with a high fastball on 0-2. That's basic. That is basic. And Carlos, knowing that Rodon wanted to pound his chest just to because he wanted
Carlos
to dominate.
Is a red ass. I mean, Carlos.
That was awesome.
Carlos, first of all, you tick Carlos off. Let's hear I want to hear the soundbite again. Here's the one where Tom Verducci asks him. This is the one from the Fox Sports 1 broadcast, right? This is the one that's on TV with Fox Sports 1, where Tom Verducci, and I give him credit, ask Carlos Correa, because you're asking the right guy.
Yeah.
He had asked Jose Altuve, and Altuve gave an answer that had nothing to do with, you know, and which is what's so baffling about all the F Altuve and how Altuve is the face of all the hate for White Sox fans, too.
Yeah.
They cheered whenever he got hit by the pitch. And Altuve is just the guy who's been as classy and didn't hardly cheat at all, as the numbers show in the study that was done. And yet,
he was the MVP. That's why. So they think he benefited the most.
When he and Bregman were the ones that got up, that had to get up in front and address the mic before anything had really even been fleshed out, at least how they were going to respond to it. Here is Tom Verducci. Tom Verducci asked Jose Altuve. He gave an answer about baseball. And here is Carlos Correa being asked the same question.
Disrespectful words with no facts, with nothing to say. We score 6 runs at home. Then we score, 9? And then we score 6 again here. They just happened to score 12. And then you look at our OPS on the road, what's the best in all the big leagues throughout a 162-game season, which we play 81 on the road. Their OPS was a lot higher at home than it was on the road. So, you know, just another kid that needs to know the facts or, you know, what else needs to do.
By the way, do you know what he's referring to about the facts? Can you go find that old one?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was for Cody Bellinger.
It was for Cody Bellinger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go find the Cody Bellinger, because Carlos is basically telling everybody, remember what I told? He needs to know the facts or what else he can do.
Or shut that up.
This soundbite is gold, especially now. That's what Carlos was. At first, I didn't know. He needs to know the facts or you know what else he can do. And I'm like,
This is America, Ken. You can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. But Cody Bellinger's job is to look for information, get informed, know the facts for sure before he stands in front of cameras to talk about other players. You should get informed. You should be informed before you talk about other players. If you don't know the facts, then you got to shut the
That's what he's telling Tapera. Either know the facts or you know what you can do.
Yeah, I love
or
that.
You know what you can do. And, you know what? I was clenching my booty so hard. Oh, please score against Tapera. Please score. And even though it happened with him leaving the game and the next reliever giving up his run, he still had to eat a run.
Yep.
I was still happy. He still had to eat one.
Carlos is getting a little Oscar De La Hoya-ish.
Before you know it, he sounds more rugged.
Yeah. No,
he sounds more rugged.
Oscar's got a little, it's not as rugged.
Oscar,
yes.
This is what Oscar would say. He would say, I thought that the pitching was basically bad for them. Of course, we were very surprised that Yimi made it into the game, but we were happy that Yimi got out of the inning, and also Mason made it out of the inning without runs. It was shocking, honestly. But watching their pitching staff, wow, that was they got knocked out, as we say in my business. They got knocked out, and they got TKO'd, and they got KO'd. Jose Altuve KO'd them. He KTFO'd them.
Got it. It's 7:23 ESPN 97.5. Well, Jose Altuve got hit earlier in the game.
Yeah.
So then late, and I kind of, you know what? Jessica Mendoza today, I guess Wainwright on the broadcast. I didn't hear the broadcast, but they were going, he's not throwing at him there. He's not throwing at him there. That was not a message. That was just everything was up high. And he hit him. That's all. He hit him. Abreu gets hit all the time, actually. I think he's up there in league.
It's like 22 or 24 times. Yeah.
He gets hit.
So they're sensitive about that.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the one who got hit in the head, too. Yeah. I can't remember who the pitcher was, but he took a fastball right in the ear hole.
So Altuve did get hit earlier in the game. And you know what? But that was a game situation. And you're not hitting Altuve there. A pitch got away from him. A pitch got away from Graveman, too.
Based on his response and reaction, I understand that he got hit in a place that's classic hit by pitch sometimes, you know.
Usually territory. It's around the butt.
Well, you like it to be there, but sometimes it comes up on the shoulder. But his response, I thought his response kind of was the response of, and I don't really see a reason at that point. Like, that didn't strike me as a hit by pitch moment. There hadn't been any beef between the teams. I know, and you did have a 7-1 lead at that particular time.
Yeah.
For 2021, you want to know where Abreu ranked among all AL hitters getting plunked? Yeah. Third. Okay. Behind Mark Canha and Ty France.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that has to do with where you stand on the play.
He's a play crowder.
Yeah, he's a play crowder.
He's a play crowder.
He's a big dude.
Let's hear Tony. So Tony La Russa, so what happened? Jose Altuve got hit, and then about seven innings later, Jose Abreu got hit.
And here's Tony La Russa talking.
You know, after they threw three pitches in there and went, they should have just ejected him. It'll be a good test of the character and credibility of the winning team, because it was intentional. Catcher kept looking in the dugout. So that they hit him intentionally. And I'll be really curious. They should have the guts to admit that they did it. Why they did it, I have no reason to understand. You know, I only carry my sportsmanship so far, and I've gotten to the limit. You know, they beat us. They played better. We're disappointed. But that was intentional. And I don't understand why. Don't understand how they got away with it.
He came out. All right, shut up, Tony La Russa. Just shut up.
He was trying to get thrown out. I mean, and they wouldn't throw him out. He got animated. They wouldn't take the bait. He couldn't get thrown out. I mean, I just tell my kids that he's doing everything he can to get thrown out.
To not be on the field while the Astros are celebrating.
Yeah, that's 100%, and they didn't throw him out.
Yeah, so here's Dusty on it.
No, I mean, there's no way, you know, we were trying to hit Abreu. You know, I mean, Abreu if you're going to hit him, you're going to hit him long before that. And if there was a reason, there was no reason for us to hit Abreu. He's, you know, he hadn't done anything to us, and the score wasn't indicative of even attempting to, you know, to start a, you know, to start a rally. I was.
Oh, is that it? Oh, it was cut off.
Cut off right there. Yeah,
yeah. He goes on to a whole different like long tangent after that.
Yeah, yeah. No. And listen,
I didn't think it was intentional.
I hope it was. That's all.
I know you hope it was.
I do.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was either. And I was hoping it was.
Well, I was concerned that the next inning.
On the plane home, you know what those guys would have all been doing? Way to go, Graveman. Way to go, Graveman.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. What concerned me, though, is that I was worried that, and Altuve got up to the plate again the next inning, and I was worried that he was going to catch one in the ribs. Can you imagine getting hit on the hand and knocked out of the playoffs by a hit by pitch because you hit Jose Abreu and they thought it was
surprising he did.
They thought it was intentional. No, I was very concerned because all it takes to get hit on the hand, hit on the elbow, whatever, and we could have Jose Altuve out.
Mm.
And that was, and it's a big enough concern because when we come back, there was some concerning news that took place for the Houston Astros and one of their starting pitchers. We will get to that when we come back. We'll get some sound and from Brent Strom. And there is a little bit of concern here throughout the day, and we'll find out if we have some new news to talk about. We'll get to that on the other side. It's 728 right here, and I want to talk about SiteJab because SiteJab is a company who – basically takes your business and shines the best light on it. And here's how they do it. Your website now is your business card. You know, you give your business card out. It's got a phone number, your email, all that stuff. Well, for a business, your business card is who are we, what do we do, and how can you use our services? Well, what SiteJab does is they want to build it up and show you in the best light, show the work that you do, show your portfolios. If it's videos of what you've done, they can help you film the videos professionally. Then they will certainly tell people about who you are and your story. They draw that out for everyone and then help convert those eyes into business leads. You know, and they can even add e-commerce to your website so that you can profit off of that website, really showing people who you are, putting your business in the best light. Check them out for yourself at SiteJab.com. You can use their entire suite of products. They're Houston owned and operated over two decades. SiteJab, SiteJab.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so nothing but good news. Well, almost nothing but good news coming out of that game. When Dusty pulled McCullers after four innings and brought in Yimi, I thought, oh, my God. First of all, Lance is going to have a conniption.
It was the most shocking thing that I've ever seen.
Ever.
It's like a joke that Dusty, and I said on Twitter, listen, if you don't want the one-year extension, just decline it. You don't have to do this Yimi stuff, right?
You don't have to pull Bill O'Brien trying to get fired.
Yeah, hey, that's a little too extra. Do we have to have Seth Wickersham in here writing an article about Dusty Baker was trying his hardest to get fired by bringing in Yimi Garcia in the very next game after a disastrous outing the previous game? I don't know. That was shocking. I mean, he played the hits. Why is Dusty, it's like the same pitchers over and over. Is this the bullpen? Yimi and Maton and Graveman, is this it? I mean, granted, you know, you did get a few more pitchers yesterday, more than we had seen before. But that's because Lance McCullers came out and didn't even get to five innings. And the broadcast crew, I was very surprised. The broadcast crew was very surprised. But it turns out I think we have Brent Strom is the first up. Brent Strom was asked about it by, I want to say Mark Berman was the one who asked him. And here's what Brent Strom had to say, which is a little concerning.
and looked him in the eye, and I said, what are you doing? He says, I just got some tightness in my elbow. We just decided to make the change. We had a rested bullpen. Having the day off yesterday, obviously, really helped, because now all of a sudden Presley has 2-3 days off, Graveman a couple days off, Stanek a couple days off, Maton a couple days off. So it made it a lot easier knowing that we could go multiple innings as we did with Maton today. And
what's your concern level?
I won't know until we get a final analysis. I'd hate to speculate right now. So, but, you know, it's been pitchers have picked each other up in the bullpen, and it's going to be, you know, I'm praying for the best case scenario. If it's not to be, then we have other capable starters, and we'll just have to see. But right now, I'm very optimistic that he'll be fine.
Okay, so this is I didn't like prayers got thrown in there, because then I'm like, you know, starts off, he had a little bit of tightness in his, you know, usually when you hear stuff like that, it doesn't sound, he had a little bit of tightness in his forearm. But in baseball,
yeah,
it's a concern. It sounds like nothing. Like, he had a little bit of tightness there. Oh, it's a precautionary. He comes
turns
in.
Into two
and then
years
all of a sudden
off.
He's like, I'm praying. I know that's what it does in baseball. And then he's like, I'm praying for best case scenario. But even if that doesn't happen, like, even if that doesn't.
What?
Even if that doesn't happen. What now? Well, what's going on now, Strami?
So here's McCullers talking about leaving the game frustrated to leave.
Worrisome at all? I don't know. Maybe. Is it frustrating having to deal with that in this situation?
Yeah, I would say it's more than frustrating, because I know I would have been able to go at least 6 or 7, really, you know, put the, you know, exclamation point on it. And I really don't feel like there's another pitcher in the world throwing the ball better than I am right now. So that's a little disappointing.
I love that. I love that. And yeah, dude, if he's not,
it's a little disappointing.
When asked, you know, he was pressed about, what do you think? Are you going to make your next start? We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. And he got a little bit, we'll see. That's all. I don't know. So
no one out there is putting our mind at ease either.
No.
That's what really concerns me, is like, look, I'm going to be fine. I know my body. I've gone through issues before. You know, I've had a surgery before. I know what it feels like, and it's just some tightness. It's precautionary. We'll be fine. I didn't hear that from anybody.
No. And he may be a little off on, nobody in the world is throwing the ball better than he is.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean.
But he's great. And listen, without him?
It gets a lot tougher. It gets a lot tougher. Rays. For those who haven't heard, the Rays are gone.
Well, yeah,
the Rays are Gonski. It's Red Sox.
Yeah, it's the Red Sox. And guess what? They're still really good.
No, they're really good too. But it was the Rays. You know, were even better in that division. And the thing that everyone's scared of, Rays pitching staff got blasted.
Yeah, no, they did.
And especially and late in games.
Yeah, listen, the Astros are 5-2 against the Red Sox. That was all before Schwarber just showed up.
Yeah,
right? And Chris Sale wasn't there either.
Yeah,
so
I like when he's not there.
Yeah, it's a lot better. But they're hitting now. Bogarts and Kiki Hernandez was unbelievable in that series. Vasquez and Verdugo. This is Devers. I mean, this is going to be this is a tougher test than the White Sox. And you know, you still got Eovaldi, he can throw. You got Rodriguez. You ain't scared. You ain't scared of these guys. That's for sure. But without McCullers, this is not nearly this. You were wondering whether or not you could do it with McCullers. Is McCullers enough as an ace going forward to be a World Series team? To be a World Series winner?
And that's a legitimate. And that's a with this offense, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's not even about McCullers, who's going to pitch 2 times in a seven game series. It's about, you know, what about the Astros pitch? Look, if they're scoring runs like this, if they're hitting like this, it's going to be hard for anybody in baseball to beat them, because they're so disciplined at the plate. They get on base with walks. I mean, did you see how many? I pulled up the runs on this. How about this in the postseason? Now, the Red Sox have 5 games. The Dodgers have 5 games. The Astros have played 4 games. The Astros have 40 hits. The Red Sox have 63 hits in 5 games. The Astros have 40 hits in 4 games and 31 runs. They have 31 runs. The Red Sox, for example, had 63 hits and 32 runs.
About half.
Yeah. Half of their runs were about half of their hits. The Astros scored 31 runs and 40 hits. The Braves, for example, scored 12 runs on 30 hits. Dodgers, 19 runs on 40 hits. The Rays scored 20 runs on 31 hits, but the Astros, 31 runs on 40 hits. They only had four home runs. The Red Sox had 11 home runs. The Astros only had four home runs. They were just singles and doubles. Well, and
big two-out hits throughout the series.
Oh, two-strike hits, two-out hits.
Machete, and over again.
Two-strike hit, and that was a losing effort. Remember when he went up the middle?
Yeah.
Well, he did it yesterday, too. Yesterday and in game two. And then Carlos Correa.
Well, that was his first hit yesterday.
Who, Machete?
Yeah, yeah. That was his first hit of the series.
He was
over.
Right. Yeah. I'm thinking of somebody else who had a two-out hit.
Tucker had a big, huge two-out hit up the middle.
Yeah, and you're talking about in game two?
Yeah, in game one or
I'm sorry, one. game three. I'm trying to remember who had the hit in game three. It was a two-strike hit. But regardless, throughout the series, runners in scoring position, which has been a bugaboo for this team, RISP is an issue at times for them where they get into a funk.
Not in this series.
Boy, not in this series. No, not in this series. Not at all.
And Tony talked about it after. I was listening to it on the way to the airport. You know, Tony was he said the difference in the series was just two outs. With two outs, we couldn't get him out of there. Carlos is with two outs. Bregman came up. It's unbelievable with the stones that these guys have got in biggest situations, in toughest situations. And you're right, with two strikes as well. But that it couldn't have been dumb. Rodon's pitch could not have been dumber to Carlos. Just dumb. With 0-2, and he's throwing that ball up there.
You had shown it against Yordan, against several against several hitters. You had shown that you were willing to do
coming
this.
Coming upstairs, yeah.
And I'm really surprised that, because Carlos is such a smart hitter, and he's so intellectual in the box. I was really surprised that he tried to do that. But, I mean, it had worked. I get it. It had worked, but Carlos was waiting on it and just absolutely ripped it. And I think yesterday also was Astros fans' favorite thing, watching fans cheer as Jose Altuve got hurt. And then, of course, he's going to get knocked in, because if you mock Altuve, if your fan base mocks Altuve,
be ready.
Be ready for it can be him scoring runs or it can be him hitting home runs. And there's a video out that came out yesterday. Now, against the Yankees, right before the break, there's a famous video of John Boy, who is Mr., you know, Astro. The thing he's famous for me now is saying that the Astros had buzzers circling a crease on a shirt, and Jose Altuve had a buzzer, and he's the one that started the whole buzzer
thing.
John Boy started the whole buzzer thing, and it's turned into a national, and it's really turned Jose Altuve into the villain. The buzzer thing turned Jose Altuve into everyone's easy villain. He has a video of him watching in a bar with someone else as Jose Altuve gets up and then launches the home run that just murdered. And his reaction is just bleeping Altuve. Yesterday, White Sox Dave, who is a Barstool Sports guy, he is in there and he says, and we can clean it up, but there's F-bombs. He basically says, I hate this guy. They're watching the game. So you can watch Barstool guys watch games.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what we do now in 2021 is watch other people watch
maybe
stuff.
Maybe you do that. Yeah, I don't. I've seen video of them celebrating when the Red Sox were playing the Yankees. Oh.
Well, here's what he said. I don't know if you saw it. He goes, I hate this guy. He should be riding, you know, smoke something, you know, riding at the Preakness next week. This guy should be riding at the Preakness. He called him Jockey, right? This guy should be riding a 7-horse at the Preakness on Saturday. 2.5 seconds after he makes that comment, you hear crack. You can hear it in the background. Mm-hmm. And the guy sitting behind the bar who's watching the game goes, oh! And all these guys go, oh, and he goes, that's predictable. And all of a sudden, the White Sox Dave, just predictable. I hate him. It's predictable. You did look really bad. That happened like 2 seconds. That happened 2 seconds after you said that. 2 seconds after you said that. Unbelievable. He's like, God, hate that guy. You say these things. You call him a jockey, and he immediately yanks one out with an exit velo about 130, and it actually put somebody in the hospital. I don't know if you saw that line drive that actually hit a man in the neck and put him in a hospital.
Put him in a hospital.
Yeah, that's from what I was able to ascertain from the.
Where did he hit him? Right in the throat? Where did he hit him?
Right here, inside
right
of the
inside
neck.
Right inside the head? Bam.
You could hear it on the broadcast, slap his neck, and I'm like, well, yeah. I guess you shouldn't be saying things.
And you know Boston fans love to talk that.
Oh yeah!
Oh, no, I mean, wake up that monster.
And they're the worst.
I want them to. I want them to. Yeah.
Talk so much on Altuve.
I forgot about this. Carlos Rodon and his statements about the suspension.
Yeah, he was another. Remember, yeah. He was another yapper.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. He was a big yapper. He said, "You're giving out 10-game suspensions for cheating, but you give the Astros no suspensions at all." This was about the foreign substances. Guess what, Carlos Rodon? Go home. Go home.
This is when
your daddy just sent you home.
He's beating on his chest as he goes off the field. That's why Carlos Correa had him in his sights.
Because
if you think Carlos Correa, listen, Daniela, I know that my wife can hold some grudges here and there or whatever, but I'm going to warn you. I know a lot of times guys talk about wives holding grudges. Daniela, you better be careful about doing what you need to do, because if not, Carlos is a grudge holder. I don't know who I need to tell this, but Carlos Correa will hold a grudge.
I got a nice little story about Carlos Correa and possibly getting paid, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
This is better be a good one. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little bit excited. You know what? If he gets really, really paid, one of the things he could do is take the car that he's driving and give it to Cars for Kids. And frankly, I know somebody who's not happy I'm saying that. That's Craig DeSerf, because he's probably driving one from Craig DeSerf over at Gulf Coast, and he's probably like, "Hey, Lance, why don't you not tell Cars for Kids to come pull something off of Carlos's driveway that's still on a lease?" Well, okay, that's true. But you could help Cars for Kids. You could have your car or truck or motorcycle hauled off your property, hauled off your grass, your I wouldn't put a car on grass, but you know, if that's your choice, you could get it hauled off that, off the driveway, whatever the case may be. They'll give you a Visa gift card for $50, and they're going to give you a tax write-off. It doesn't even have to be running. In fact, a lot of times people who have the cars that are just kind of junked out, you know, you can't sell it, you're not going to do anything with it. A lot of times they'll end up calling Cars for Kids and they'll come get that off your property and you get the tax write-off right off the car, not the kid, with carsforkids.org.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3. Hey, you got some thoughts on your team. Let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. So, a couple of good signs. Aaron, get that one ready. You got ready?
Hold on a second. I just saw the picture you posted.
Yeah.
You were wearing your Astros stuff.
Of course
people were wondering if you wore your Astros stuff.
Of course I did.
So that's why you found out your wife was cheating on you.
Yeah, that's how I found out. Yeah.
So people are going, that's kind of personal to be on the show.
Yeah.
Well, John found out from Chicago White
Sox
fans.
White Sox fan that was walking by me on the way to the bathroom. She said, "Yeah, your wife is cheating on you, cheater." Oh, wow. That's bad news right in the middle of a game.
Yeah, to find that out. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she would have also screened that to you if you didn't have an Astros
No, I don't think she
would. Sweater
well,
and
I
hat
don't know.
On.
If I was in White Sox gear and
she
said
yelled
that,
that's even scarier. I mean,
that would be real scary.
Yeah.
Mark Berman asked Carlos Correa, he said, "Hey, what do you think? You, Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, and Yuli Gurriel played in more postseason games together than any four teammates in Major League Baseball history. How about that?" Here is Carlos's response.
"That's pretty special, man. All I can say is I wouldn't want to split those fours up."
Is that your info? Is that your special thing you're going to say? Okay.
So back here, maybe it was game two. My buddy was in. He's down. He sits down low. He's a rich guy, and he sits in the Diamond Club. Anyway, he's in the bathroom, and Jim Crane is in the bathroom, and Jim Crane is washing his hands, and he's washing his hands. Pulls out $100 bill, and he says, "Here, Jim, I want to put this towards the Correa fund." And he said, Crane goes, "I got this."
That's it.
No, wait. You think Crane would say something like that?
I got this. This is going to go to Gausman.
No, that's not it. I got this. It's getting to a point where he almost has to sign Carlos.
I mean, I was kind of feeling that way yesterday. When Carlos got when he got the two-out hit that put the Astros in front, I'm like, this is...
Is there any?
This is I even put a pay that man his money gif out.
I mean, everybody's
pay that man like, his money.
I know fundamentally it's not smart. It's not smart historically to give a player the kind of contract that Carlos is going to not just command, but demand, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's not fundamentally smart. I know that the emotions of now may, everything when the emotion wears off in 2 years, you may have a very different feeling about a long-term contract. But I just know that right now, it just feels like, oh my gosh, how is Jim Crane, how is he not going to? But Jim Crane is not going to go 10 years, $300 million.
No, he's not
going
to go 10.
And I don't, by the way, that Carlos get more than that.
I don't know about that. Well, I mean, Lindor got 34.
Exactly. Yeah. Carlos get more than that.
Yeah, I think Carlos might, he might take a little hometown discount because of stuff like that. Like, I wouldn't want to split those four up, you know? He loves it here. They love it here. They want to be here.
34 times six? That's not enough, is it?
Well, allegedly, there was a 3-year 40 a year deal. Allegedly.
That allows them to get back to the market.
Yeah, after 3 years.
That's taking a big risk.
Yeah. Well, how open is this window? This window's open for a while still.
Yeah. Oh, Kyle Tucker?
Yeah.
Jordan?
Well, don't forget he's coming up too. Now, here's the thing about Altuve and Bregman and we want him to stay. Those guys are making Bregman's salary next year, I think, is 30. That year, next year or the year after.
It's going to get pretty high.
And Altuve's 30. So they're like, what? Carlos gets 30. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Give Carlos 30. But then Tucker comes. Jordan comes.
Fromber comes.
Fromber's coming up. Urquidy will be here. You know, he's not going to be that. And I was saying, man, I hope Lance is fine. Goodness gracious. If Lance is hurt again. This is a Chris Paul thing. Goodness gracious. You're right there on the precipice. Chris Paul, you're right on the precipice of a championship. And you go, gone. What? What? He's hurt? Honestly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's going to be really tough to fade. Yeah. That's going to be really tough to fade.
Not trying to be negative, but no one's given us anything that's Strom was like, we're just praying for the best. We'll wait and see what happens. Strom was kind of had mixed messages in his answer. Lance McCullers simply wouldn't answer. We had somebody on Twitch said, I think it's just covering up. The Astros just took him out because he wasn't as effective and they didn't want to face a backlash. If you don't want to face the backlash, you know who you don't bring in? Yimi Garcia.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
The Astros would have stuck with, if Lance McCullers was healthy, they would have stuck with him. Something was up. And now hopefully we get some good news and Lance is going to be fine. If not, I mean, you got pitchers. I mean, you've got, obviously it turns into Fromber, you know, Urquidy, Garcia at home and keep him off the road.
How about Greinke?
And I think Greinke goes back to the rotation.
Yeah.
I think Greinke's your four.
Odorizzi is. I mean, do you want that against Schwarber and Martinez and Bogarts?
No. They had 11
this
homers.
This is what you want, Lance?
They've had 11 homers in 5 games so far. They got a 903 OPS in the postseason. The closest
against
to
a
it,
good pitching team.
The closest to that are the Astros in the low 800s.
Yeah.
The closest to the Red Sox. Now, the Red Sox lineup is murdering it. Devers is impossible to get out right now. It's Schwarber's impossible. No, you don't want Lance McCullers out. But if he's out, he's out. Next man up. And you got to see what you got. You got a box full of savages, too. There's savages in the box. Say that now, Boone, but about the Astros.
Yeah. A-Rod says Correa will be a $400 million guy. I didn't see that.
I'm not. Shut up.
$400 million.
Just mind your own business.
Face. Yeah.
A-Rod. Mind your own business.
Shut your face, A-Rod. How long Drayton has stood at the sink while waiting for another 100. You know, that is true.
Hey, well, this ain't going to get it done.
Well,
keep on going.
Anybody
I'll
else?
Tell you when to stop. I'm going to put my right hand out. It's dry. There's no urine on it. It hasn't touched a dingling.
You know,
here we go.
You
put
remember,
my right hand out. Start putting $100 bills in
Drayton
my hand.
Used to say that all the time.
I know he did.
I'd ask him, hey, are you gonna, what about Bagwell's contract? What about whatever contract? He'd go, you got any money? How much you got?
That guy was
huckster.
Such a huckster. He had some of you people fooled with that. Drake McLean, just a good old boy who just whoop. Drake McLean was sitting there tucking money away for years and years and years. Like, well, I'd love to make it. I found out from some of the players the way he did Daryl Kyle, where he pass posted basically when Kyle, they wouldn't even make an offer. And then when Kyle got an offer, he was going to take Drake and try to come in below at like $6 million total on the contract. Like, how about we do this? Boom. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you weren't even engaging us. Like, I think he did the same thing a little bit with Beltran. Although I think the Astros were used with Beltran too. Yeah. So it's hard for me to get too upset.
JG, do you know where Joey Votto was the last few nights? Joey Votto, shut up, David. Jerk.
Ooh.
Joey Votto.
Ooh.
I don't want to think about Joey Votto. Joey Votto is in my head. Okay. Joey Votto in my head.
He haunts your dreams.
Jerk.
On your thought of Correa for a three-year deal, the Astros don't have to pay Fromber, Tucker, Alvarez, or Keedy until 2026. That's when they go off the books as a free agent. So, yes, they'll try to work out a deal earlier, but you can, if you're going to run it down to the wire, if you write Carlos a three-year check.
Really? Because, Jordan has got 3 years of arbitration. You know what Jordan's going to get in arbitration? A lot. You're not going to pay him anything.
Yeah,
until
he ain't going to be a 20
arbitration.
Million.
He's
not going to be a $20 million pitcher. He'll get paid. Yeah, he'll get paid. I don't think he's going to get paid much.
Correa,
I think Lance McCullers' contract hurts Jordan.
You know,
I mean,
that
I meant Fromber, not Jordan. Jordan's going to get.
Jordan's going to get a bunch.
He'll get a lot.
You know,
I was talking about
Springer. Springer was a $20 million arbitration guy.
Jordan is going to get. Yeah, after the World Series. As after the World Series, World Series MVP. I mean, he did some things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he got paid pretty good. Fromber has great numbers, good numbers his rookie year, great numbers this year. He's got a little bit of ways to catch up with George Springer.
No, but he's, you know, as far as pitchers go, Fromber, he's going to be either first or second in the rotation. He'll be a $12, $13, $14 million
guy.
Yeah,
no, he's going to get a good bump. I mean, I'd love to be his agent. Take 2% out of that.
Right now, you got these guys at $600,000. Kyle Tucker, $600,000.
Well, you're making the point of why Carlos probably isn't going to get paid unless he's willing to worry about per year and not total contract. And pretty much nobody worries about per year. They want total contract because it's all guaranteed in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. It's what the guaranteed contract is. That's why you basically Tatis. Well, this is 14 years. And like, I don't care. Look how I'm getting 300 plus. I'm getting 300 million guaranteed my career. I am set for all of eternity. Yeah. It's not an issue. Carlos Correa is probably, and his agents are probably going to go for total contract, unfortunately. But the grass isn't always greener. And I would hate for Carlos to, if the Astros make a legitimate offer, if they were to go 6 years, 34 million. I mean, that's a commitment to me by the Astros. If for them to go even that far with that APY, to me, I'm not going to be mad at the Astros.
Except somebody's going to offer some stupid 10-year deal, and he's going to have to take it because it's going to be – he's going to get a Lindor deal from somebody.
But he doesn't have to take it.
No, he doesn't.
I don't blame him if he does.
But after 6 years, he's not coming up with another big deal, though.
No, that's the problem is – that's why I went 7, and that's why you got to go a lot. You're going to have to go higher than $30 million on the APY because it might be his last big deal.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to make it worth them to. You're going to have to get to $200 million.
Yeah.
You have to get minimum to $200 million on total contract.
How much do you need to build a patio?
Well, you don't need that. Now, I've seen them do patios that were really expensive out in River Oaks. They're basically going. Those patios are nicer than all of our houses. I'm just telling you that right now. And they can do that too. They can do smaller jobs. They can do larger jobs. They're looking at building a patio out there at Riel, our favorite little restaurant here on the show, and it's a much smaller space. But the process is really cool because they come out there, they measure it off, and then they get onto the CAD system, and Steven will draw out and design what it's going to look like. And what they add to your overall aesthetics at your home, your ability to watch those games on Saturday, on Sunday, the playoffs, out on your patio, to have the sound system up in the gabled roof that is – you know, that is a gabled roofs gives you all that room for you to have fans coming down, hanging down, and big, powerful fans for when it's warmer. But I'm just telling you now, Texas Custom Patios is going to build you an outdoor patio or a kitchen just a freestanding spot that is going to be yours, and you're going to love it. Pool houses, they do that as well.
Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and look at the before and afters. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Food and rate rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.